Today is Thursday, December 2nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. All right, so all caught up on voicemails now, and we'll go ahead and talk a little bit about the trip. So we left on Wednesday and of last week, and, you know, we had decided, we have a, it's interesting, not really, but to me, our airport is a smaller airport, and it was originally put here because we have a couple of companies that are headquartered here. And so it was more about having an airport for the companies. And so it, when we first moved here, it was an expensive airport, first of all. We would oftentimes fly out of further airports that we had to drive to, you know, a couple of hours to, because they were cheaper tickets by enough. And we would do the math. We would say, oh, what about parking? What about all this other stuff? You know, gas to get to and from and all that. But it would still end up being cheaper a lot of times to drive a couple of hours to go to, let's say, Tulsa Airport. Because it was really catered towards business travelers and companies, and so they could charge more for the flights because, you know, companies were paying for their employees to fly in and out and stuff like that. But as it grew and more people moved to the area and started using the airport, prices have come down. But also the airport has expanded and they offer more places that we can go to. So anyway, it was referred to as Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport. And I don't know what the rules are. Regional versus national versus international. I mean, international kind of seems to be obvious. If you have flights that go international, then you can be called an international airport. But I don't know like what the differentiation between regional and national would be. Do you have to go two states away in order for you to be considered? I don't know. But anyway, it used to be a regional airport, and they've changed the name to Northwest Arkansas National Airport. So I found that interesting. So apparently we've added enough flights or something. So I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, first Thanksgiving, you know, where COVID is a little bit not quite as bad as it was last year. More people are vaccinated, you know, there are not as many restrictions on different places you go. So I figured, oh, travel's going to be horrible. Because even on the news, they were saying, oh, travel's going to be horrible. It's up by a huge percentage. And so I thought, okay, we need to get there 2 hours early. Now, this is a small airport, and there are hardly ever any lines. Normally, we go straight to the counter, check in, go straight through security, go to our gate. There are only, I don't know, 10 gates or something. It's not huge, but there are maybe 10 to 15, I guess. And anyway, and so normally, you know, the most we would wait is 10 minutes or something, 10 or 15, and that would be in the security line. And but I thought, you know what, we're going to be better to be safe than sorry. So we got there about 2 hours early. I took Sydney to my parents' house early in the morning, and then we had already packed or did most of our packing the night before. We finalized everything and loaded the car, and we left. I don't know, around 9:30 or something. I think our flight was at 12, and it takes about 20 minutes to get to the airport, maybe 15. Anyway, we did the covered parking, which it does cost more money, but it's closer to the airport and it's covered. So why not? So we did that and we went in and we got all checked in and we had so much time. We had like, I don't know, an hour and 45 minutes before the flight or something. And so we decided to eat breakfast at this little restaurant they had there. So, or that we have there. So, and actually it was good. They were serving breakfast and I had eggs and hash browns and toast and bacon. And it was good. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, that was it. So we just, I decided, normally I like to read a book on an actual physical book. And I'm a big reader. Now, as I've gotten older, I have less and less time to read. And the time that I would normally read would be at night before bed, but I fall asleep. And so I read a lot less than I used to. And, you know, as you guys know, I've been doing a lot more. I don't want to call them self-help books, but, you know, the books that I've been doing recently are nonfiction. And so I do read some of that, and I read some stuff for work and all of that. So I have been reading, but fiction, fantasy, or legal thrillers are kind of like John Grisham or Robert Jordan, you know, or Tolkien or however you say his name. You know, stuff like that. Or right now I'm reading another one of my favorite authors, Terry Goodkind, who I found out died last year. And he wasn't even that old. I was just looking to see if he was writing any more books that, you know, so that I could move on to the next one if he was. And he just released his last book last year, and then he died. So they didn't release the causes, so I don't know why. But anyway, I like to read, bottom line. So I decided I was going to read on the plane, but I normally want to have the actual physical book. But I had purchased the Kindle edition of the book on the last trip that we had taken because we were not near a bookstore. I guess this is when we went to St. Thomas and we weren't near a bookstore. And I wanted to start, when I go on vacation, I always make a point to read because I usually have some relaxation time in between whatever activities we're doing. Or if Mark wants to go to the beach, you know, I'm going to sit in the little lawn chair, the beach chair with the umbrella and read my book while he does whatever he's doing. But, you know, it's not my favorite, but I decided, okay, I'm going to do that. And I read that. And I figured out, I used to have an Audible subscription, which is audiobooks. And I got to the point where they give you these credits. So every month you would get a credit and you pay a certain amount of money. And then, but if you get a certain amount of credits stacked up and you haven't bought a book, you will lose credits. Even though you're still paying, they'll only let you keep a certain amount of credits in your bank. I don't know why. Like, I'm not really sure why that is. Maybe it's so you keep paying and you get no credits and so they make more money. I guess that's why it is. Because I figure a lot of people are going to forget and then just keep paying and give them money for nothing, basically. So, and I was doing that quite often. I would, my credits would stack up and I would have to go in and purchase a few books, and I didn't even have time to really research them because it would go, we're charging you tomorrow and you're at your limit in credits, and I have to go pick something really quick. And I went through a purging of subscriptions last year. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to get rid of this. Well, Amazon owns Kindle and Audible, which is a service. And I, you know, occasionally I'll want to do an audiobook for something, but for Audible, you have to sign up for a subscription. As far as I know, they don't have a way where you can just purchase one book. And I didn't want to do the subscription anymore. So I was looking through the menus in the Kindle app, and I realized that they've now connected the Kindle app to Audible. And for a little bit of extra money, you can purchase the audio version of the book. But the cool thing about it is you can switch back and forth between doing the audio and the written, and it keeps it in sync. So let's say I'm reading, and then I have to get in my car and go do something. I can switch to the audio version and it will keep track of where I'm at. And then let's say I get back home and I want to go back to reading the written version. It's exactly where the audiobook left off. It's a really cool feature that I didn't know they had, and you don't have to have the Audible subscription for it either. So it's perfect. So I may start reading more of my books on Kindle/Audible. And just kind of doing a hybrid model, even though I do prefer an actual book, but it's so convenient. And when you feel like listening, you can listen. But when you feel like reading, you know, you can read. So I read in the airport and on the plane. And then we flew into LaGuardia. No issues at all. We actually made it on time. I think American Airlines pads their schedule now. They say it's a 3.5 hour flight, but it's only a 2 hour and 50 minute flight. And so like that gives them extra time. So they're always early. But anyway, we got there on time, and we there was a we got a Uber to the hotel, and that was, you know, fine. No issues there. And then they had this really pretty fountain at LaGuardia that the water rains down from the ceiling, but it's in a spiral pattern, and they have these LED lights that make it all these different colors, and it goes into this big huge fountain that's on the floor. Really pretty. There was a long line at the hotel. They had hired mimes because they knew there were going to be a lot of people for Thanksgiving. I hate mimes, but there were these mimes walking around entertaining, air quotes, everyone while we waited, and they were giving out hot chocolate, which that was good. They, I think they had some food somewhere. We didn't get it, but anyway, we got checked into the hotel, and I'm out of time now, so we'll continue this tomorrow. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.